Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think the biggest threat is that we face that could put us in a long-term care situation? I will tell you, heart disease, stroke, arthritis, cancer, those are all top claims for a physical impairment. So this is the data that the insurance companies put out. Heart disease, stroke, arthritis, and cancer. I will tell you that all of those combined pale in comparison to the number one threat that we face, which is a cognitive impairment, known as dementia, specifically Alzheimer's. We are going to spend some time today on Long-Term Care Radio talking about dementia, specifically Alzheimer's, because this is now the number one claim as of 2019. If we look at all the insurance companies out there, their number one claim for long-term care insurance is dementia. And what's so important about this is to understand is that that by itself will trigger a policy. Because dementia by itself is a triggering point for a cognitive impairment. And remember, I was talking on the radio last week, there's really two ways you trigger a long-term care insurance policy. You either have a physical impairment, which is the activities of daily living, the transferring and bathing and dressing and eating and continence. We can't do 2 out of 6 of those activities of daily living. That's considered a physical impairment. Up until 2019, that was the leading cause for long-term care. And if you close your eyes for a second, and please don't do this if you're driving, but think of long-term care. When I say long-term care, a lot of people still picture a nursing home. They still picture an older person that is frail, that needs help transferring. Maybe they have a walker or they're in a wheelchair. They need help getting in and out of a chair. That's what a lot of us picture. And for a long time, that's really what long-term care looked like. But what has been growing year in and year out in the rising number of cases is dementia. Now, dementia is a general term for loss of memory, language, problem solving, and other thinking abilities that are severe enough to interfere with our daily life. Now, Alzheimer's makes up most of the dementias. This is they estimate it's about 60 to 80% of all dementia cases is Alzheimer's related. Now, other top forms that you might have heard of are Lewy body, vascular, frontal temporal, Parkinson's. There's also Huntington's disease. Those are all forms of dementia. So if you are diagnosed with any of these, it's a form of dementia. That by itself is a risk that we all face, but that by itself is also going to trigger a long-term care plan. Now, regardless of the name of dementia, dementia is caused by, it's basically caused by damage to brain cells. These brain cells get damaged by proteins and they can't communicate with each other. And what this really does is it causes memory loss is the first thing that people start to notice, but it also starts to affect our judgment and leads to uncharacteristic behavior. And I think any of you that have gone through this with a loved one, have seen somebody with dementia, you understand it. I mean, back in the day when I was a kid, somebody's grandma was down at the nursing home, they would say she lost her mind or grandpa lost his mind. I mean, it was just basically because, they lose their ability to make judgment and it gets to that point. But the reason why I want to talk about this today is because in 2019, cognitive impairment became the number one claim for long-term care insurance. And what we're seeing a trend out there is for younger and younger people to start being diagnosed with dementia. So early onset dementia is under, or early onset Alzheimer's, you'll hear it all the time, but either or, it's people under age 65, and that is growing at the fastest rate now. And the crazy thing about dementia is that we still have our physical abilities. So remember, when we're talking about long-term care, physical impairments, someone like my grandmother, she just, time and gravity caught up with her. She grew old. And she was 86, but she still had her mind, so to speak. She wasn't demented. The problem with dementia is it affects our mind, but our physical bodies can be just fine. We can still do all the physical activities of daily living, the bathing and dressing and eating. We can still do that. It's just that we don't have the right judgment sometimes to make the best decisions. So I want to spend some time today just talking about this. I was involved in a seminar last week, and it was just eye-opening on Alzheimer's. So we're going to talk a little bit about this and why, how important it is, because we're going to show you how long-term care planning really will help protect you and your family in case, you know, someone that you love or yourself ends up in a case where you're diagnosed with dementia. Before we get into all that, I want to just do a little housekeeping, number one, and say thank you to everybody that came to our class, our webinar on Wednesday. It was fantastic. And again, you're going to hear me talking about these every week on the radio show when I do, and I love them. My favorite part is the question and answer at the end, because we just go through some basic, you know, material. We're going to help people understand what long-term care is, how it works, what their options are, what long-term care pays for, how it pays you, how it stands up next to Medicare or Medicaid planning, how it stands up to self-insuring. And we just kind of walk you through all this information, and then we answer your questions at the end. And we had just a really, really great turnout on Wednesday. So thank you, everybody, for spending some time with us. And I've got one more class coming up in November. That is next Friday, the 20th. Friday the 20th at 9 a.m. So it's going to be a 9 a.m. morning kickoff class, but it's the same class. And I'll tell you, if you've been thinking about long-term care planning, and I know a lot of people do, because we get calls all the time. We get calls people all the time. They've been thinking about it. In fact, we just got a call last week from a listener who, you know, lost her spouse, and she has just been really tied up. Life has just gotten in the way, but she really wants to get focused now and start looking at it. And I will tell you, now is a great time. You know, we're coming up on the holidays. This is time we spend with our family. I think there's not a better time to sit down and really think about how things are going to play out in the future, because we are all going to get older. Bad things are going to happen. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's not necessarily bad. I'm not trying to be negative on that. What I'm saying is that we know that future's coming. How we handle it, how we live in that moment is going to be how we plan today. It's going to be determined by how we plan today. And long-term care planning is just crucial. It's crucial for you. It's going to allow you to get the care that you need. And more importantly, I think it's crucial for your family. It's going to relieve the people that you care about from the burden of having to give up their lives and step into that caregiver role, from having to give up their time to make all those complex decisions on how your care is going to be managed and maintained over the years that you are in a long-term care situation. There's just a lot of benefits to planning. And I think that we've got this one more class coming up in November, and then I think we're going to try to get and squeeze in another class for December. And then, of course, we're running into the holidays with Christmas at the end of the month. So it's a great time to do it. Learn about these classes. Sign up at our website at 525longtermcare.com next Friday at 9 a.m. And we have a book that we put out, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. We do not sell that book, but what we do is we give it to people who attend. It used to be a physical class, and now we're doing it over the webinar. And we will still get you that book. We can send it to you in a PDF format now, so we can just email it over to you. Or if you'd like, we will actually put a stamp on an envelope and send you the book. The book is full of examples, and it just covers all the information. And again, the reason why you're going to hear me preaching about this stuff is because I'm just a firm believer that you need to be your own advocate. You need to learn. You need to educate yourself on your options. And then when you're ready, we will sit down and guide you. My goal is not to sell you a policy. My goal is to guide you, to help you design and pick out the right policy with the right carrier for your situation. And you can't do that if you don't know some of the basics. And so we try to really simplify it. The book is a great way. Our website has all that information on it now, too. We just launched a new website at the end of September. So get on there and you can look, and there's questions. There's examples. There's a resource center. There's just a lot of information on that website. So don't be afraid to look for that. But today, stick around. We've got a great, great show. We're going to talk about Alzheimer's. I've got a great client of the week that I want to get to. And then I've got a question of the week that I'm going to get to in our last segment this time. Usually we start out at the beginning of the show with this, but I got a question from Gary down in Lacey, and I'm going to get to that in our third segment. So stick around for that as well, too. We're going to head into our first break. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. Hey, it's Dory Monson. I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has a live webinar coming up this Friday at 9 a.m. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Brian's live webinar this Friday is free. You'll also get a free copy of Brian's ebook, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Brian keeps the live webinar class sizes small to allow time for Q&A at the end. It's a great learning environment. Space is limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com. To learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott, go to 525longtermcare.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show. Zach, I'm really excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham Thursday, November 19th, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm's licensed to conduct business. Borrow Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. You know, again, we are on Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the Seattle market. We are also on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and then we are on Sunday at noon. And you can get our schedule at our website at 525longtermcare.com and also get our podcast. Like last week from on one of the stations, we were bumped off so they could tell us that Joe Biden was elected president. So our show got bumped for that. So if you missed that, you can always go back and get the podcast. You can get them on iTunes. You can just lots of ways to get those podcasts as well, too. You can get them on our website. So we, again, try to keep those available for you because we just try to bring different topics every week and touch about some things so that, you know, again, this is just a learning process is the reason why we have this show. This week, I want to spend some time talking about the number one threat that we all face when it comes to a long-term care situation, and that's a cognitive impairment. Specifically in this country, it's known as Alzheimer's. And I mean, that's about 80% of them, 60 to 80% of it. And I'll tell you that what's so different about a cognitive impairment is they last a lot longer and they put a lot more stress on the caregivers, on the family members. And what I mean by that is if I've got a physical impairment, so I need help transferring and bathing and dressing, but I'm still of sound mind, you know, people can come and go throughout the day and help me out. But if I have a cognitive impairment, in a lot of those situations, I lose the ability to make, you know, sound judgment, and I need somebody there 24/7, and that is what really just it becomes just so stressful for the caregivers. And I know there's some people out there that are listening. I'm preaching to the choir because if you've had, you know, you're taking care of a loved one or you've seen a loved one go through that, so you know. And so there's a big difference. And so the claims for a cognitive impairment, when people think of long-term care, the biggest threat we face by far is cognitive, because that means somebody else pretty much is, you know, we're going to get to that point where somebody's going to have to be around us 24/7. And Alzheimer's is a leading cause of that. So let's talk a little bit about Alzheimer's, what it is and what we need to know about it. Number one, I want you to know Alzheimer's, let's just talk about the progression for a second. It starts in the hippocampus where memories are formed, where the short-term memories are. So what I had for lunch today, what did I do yesterday? And you're going to start to notice that. You know, we all tend to forget things, but it's those short-term memories that are affected first. Then it spreads to where the language is formed. And what this really, the way this manifests is you start seeing people, it's harder for them to find the right word. So they have to think, and then that word comes up. And this is just the progression of the Alzheimer's through the brain. Next, it moves to the front of the brain where logical thought takes place, causing a person to lose the ability to solve problems, grasp concepts, and make plans. So it's really, these are the people that they you get to the point where they don't really want to go outside anymore. They don't want to go see people. They don't want to go anywhere because it starts becoming very difficult for them, that whole planning process. After that, it affects the part of the brain where emotions are regulated, causing a person to lose control over their moods and their feelings. And, you know, I read this book on caregiver, and it's just a nightmare when you're to that stage and the people, they you know, the Alzheimer's has spread so much that the people are throwing fits of rage, and the next minute they're happy, and then they cannot regulate that. And it's a very common problem, and it's caused by the progression of Alzheimer's. The next stop for Alzheimer's is a part of the brain that allows us to make sense of things that we see, hear, and smell. In this stage, Alzheimer's just wreaks havoc on the brain, often causing hallucinations. This is where you'll get reports of spouses calling 911 because they had a stranger in the house or a bear was chasing them down the stairs or something like that. And again, it's part of this normal progression of Alzheimer's. It is destroying the brain as it goes through. Eventually, it will spread to the back of the brain where a person's oldest memories are stored, including family. And folks, I have so many clients that have lost a loved one to dementia, and they say one of the hardest parts is that, you know, I had one client tell me the last 2 years that she went to see her mom had no idea who she was, but she felt guilty. She still went to visit her mom because she wanted to see her, even though her mom had absolutely no idea. The disease had progressed to that point where she couldn't remember the oldest memories. At the end, it's going to start affecting balance and coordination, and finally, Alzheimer's will destroy the part of the brain that regulates our breathing and our heart. The progression is slow and steady, and on average, it's about 8 to 10 years, and there's only one result. It's fatal. That's the bottom line, folks. So I bring this up to attention because Alzheimer's, just, you know, what we need to understand about it, number one, is it's a family disease. It is going to affect everybody in the family. It's long-term and it's fatal. It is not something that comes and goes. It's long-term. The average progression from diagnosis is about 8 to 10 years. The problem is most people will suffer with Alzheimer's for pretty close to 2 years before it's diagnosed. It's very difficult to diagnose in its earliest stages. The longer it progresses, the more costly it becomes. And that, what I mean by that is in the early stages, if someone's just a little forgetful, okay, they're okay, they forgot to take their medicine, you can check on them, but they're still okay, safe and sound. But as it progresses, it gets to the point where somebody has to be with this person 24/7. And it becomes costly both financially and also in just human resources, physically and emotionally, on those caregivers. As a nation, we already spend more money on Alzheimer's than we do on any other disease, including cancer and heart disease. It's just amazing, and it's still underfunded. If you do any of the Alzheimer's.org or any of the website, there's lots of information. I mean, it's still underfunded. We're still not studying this amount, but because it's cause and effect, and right now it is affecting so many people in this country. Over 5 million people are suffering from Alzheimer's disease, and it is having a very costly effect on everybody, on families, on the communities. It's going to continue to grow. There's no doubt about that. The risk of contracting Alzheimer's increases as we age. So when we're 65, we have about a 1 in 9 chance. When we get to age 85, we have about a 1 in 3 chance. And once we get to age 90, it's going to be 1 in 2, 50% chance that we're going to end up having Alzheimer's. Now, if we just look at it from the 10,000-foot point of view and we look down, 80% of all cases are for people age 75 and over. Now, I want you to think about this. Think about the married couples that are age 75. The problem with this is that physically, the healthy spouse is going to be, it's going to be very difficult for them to step into that caregiver role. They're already into their mid to late 70s. And so this is a big problem when we look at when most of these cases really, you know, balloon and become the biggest problem. It's like the spouse has already aged themselves. 50% of people that contract Alzheimer's end up on Medicaid the last 5 years of their life. 50%. Now, again, folks, remember, Medicaid is the safety net program. That means you have blown through all of your assets. You can't have more than $2,000 of assets, and now you're a ward of the state. They take your income, your Social Security, your pension, whatever it is, to pay for your care, and then you're a ward of the state, and they're going to put you on Medicaid, and they're going to choose your path for you. 50% of the people, that's how devastating Alzheimer's is. Someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's in this country every 65 seconds. And here's what's crazy about it right now. We have 5 million people that we know are suffering in this country from Alzheimer's. It's expected to grow to over 14 million by 2050. That's nearly triple what we have today in the next 30 years. So for someone like me, I'm 53. I look out 30 years. I'm 83. You look at those numbers. I mean, statistically, this is the biggest risk that we all face without question. And what I want you to understand about this is when we talk about long-term care situations and we talk about the varying degrees of long-term care, a lot of people will start out, like my grandmother, just having somebody come in and get care a couple days a week, and then it'll escalate. Maybe it's 4 days a week, and then pretty soon it's 5 days, and then pretty soon it's 7 days, but somebody can be filling in the gap in between there. The problem with Alzheimer's is the way it progresses is a few years into that, generally, the person that is diagnosed with it becomes, they become a lot more captive. They don't want to leave their home. They become very dependent on the people that are around them in their household. Now, if they don't have somebody in their household, these are the people that will end up going straight to a facility very quickly because Alzheimer's just demands help from other people 24/7. Madeline and I had a client a year ago that we helped put a plan in place for. She had been taking care of her husband for 6 years before she finally tapped out and put him into a facility. Now, he was taking no medications except for the medications for Alzheimer's. He was physically fit, so he could still do everything that he needed to do. He could get put his clothes on, but he was like having a two-year-old. He would get up. He would go out the door. He could take left instead of a right. You had to keep an eye on him constantly. And so many people live this. And this is probably the biggest problem for Alzheimer's is that when you get into that situation physically, it might take 8 to 10 years for this Alzheimer's to progress to get through. But you need standby assistance for that full 8 to 10 years. And it can just be devastating to a family. And then by the time people tap out and they can't handle their loved one anymore, the hardest part is then they try to move them to a facility. Well, again, remember how Alzheimer's work. It erases all those short-term memories. The long-term memories are your family and the people that the places that you've been, including your home. And so it makes it very difficult to transition somebody out of a home, you know, 4 or 5 years into an Alzheimer's case and put them into a facility. In fact, I read this book on caregiving this summer when I was down in Lincoln City, and it was following 9 different caregivers that were taking care of their spouses with dementia. And all of them said the same thing, you know, in looking at the progress, they had to give up their lives. They didn't have any time for themselves. They were sleeping at random hours because they're person that has the dementia is not sleeping 8 hours a day. They're generally sleeping in bouts up and down all through the night. And all these things add up, and it's just a lot of wear and tear. But then the problem is you try to move somebody out of their home, what they are still familiar with, if they have a little bit of those long-term care memories left, and it's just very, very difficult. So it's something that we all need to be aware of. And again, it's the number one claim. And I'll tell you, this is the reason why we have to look at planning. We have to look at how we're going to mitigate something like that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that through the show. And we're going to head into our next break. But when I come back, I got a great client of the week I'm going to share with you when we're back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. Hey, it's Dory Monson. I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has a live webinar coming up this Friday at 9 a.m. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Brian's live webinar this Friday is free. You'll also get a free copy of Brian's ebook, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Brian keeps the live webinar class sizes small to allow time for Q&A at the end. It's a great learning environment. Space is limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in. I got to tell you, I record this show in the office now because we can't go into the studio to do this. So I'm sitting in my conference room putting this show together, and I'm just one of those days. I've got two left feet today. I'm just struggling with everything. I had problems with the equipment beginning, and so I'm behind schedule on that. And then in that last segment, I don't know if you heard it, but I could hear it through my headphones. Somebody with a car outside with the alarm going off, the horn honking. And I tell you, that's just life. We get everything. We just have to deal with it, I guess. So let's talk a little bit today about the client of the week. And this is where we design a plan for a client. And we go through their situation, and I just like kind of giving you some of the background on that person, on how we did this and why we set up the plan that we did for him. And I will tell you right now that get your tissue out on this one. This is a tough case. This is Cindy, who is 70 years old. She was just recently widowed. She spent the last 5 years of her life basically caring for her husband, while at the same time she was watching her mother fade away from dementia. Her mom was diagnosed with dementia and suffered with this for over 9 years. Her mom was 94 years old when she passed away, which was just last year, and she lost her husband just 6 months prior to that. So think of this poor woman, you know. She's got the two dearest people in her life, and she loses them within 6 months. But the last years of both of their lives were just the worst years. I mean, that's just, there's no other way to say that. It was just horrible. And she was, you know, she was exhausted, as you can imagine. She was actually in good health, but she was just exhausted physically and mentally. She just felt like she had zero time to think of herself. She was trying to organize her estate and her finances now that her husband was gone, and she admitted that she had been putting off all of this, all of the planning, because it was just hard for her to find time to think of herself, period. You know, she's trying to take care of her husband, she's watching him fade away, and at the same sense, her mom's suffering from dementia, and she's trying to manage that. Now, here's the problem. Her mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at age 85. Cindy said that she was showing signs well before that. You know, again, the memory loss, the forgetfulness, the not making the best judgment, all those are cues, right? So her dad had basically stepped up and was just stepping in and filling the gaps initially, was the caregiver for Cindy's mom. But then he passed away just a couple years after the diagnosis of her mom. So that is very common. And think about that. If you are in a situation where I had another client, he said his dad was just running himself ragged, taking care of his mom. And one afternoon he just lay down on the couch and he had a heart attack and he died. And he just put it like that, because that's what these people do. So that's what Cindy's dad did. He stepped into that role of caregiver when her mom was diagnosed with dementia. So after that, it became very difficult. Her mom had a long-term care insurance policy, but exhausted the benefits after 2 years. And so this is like my grandmother's policy. Some agent sat down and said, yeah, you need 2 years of coverage, and here you go. And they didn't really look at the estate, or they didn't look at the circumstances. They just sold based on some statistical average for nursing homes that was printed in 1985. So anyway, her mom had 2 years of long-term care insurance. They turned that on, but sadly, Cindy's mom used up all of this long-term care insurance. She ended up burning through all of her assets, and she ended up on Medicaid. And the problem that Cindy had was, she said that once she exhausted all of her assets, she said, I could not bring my mom in to live with me because I was trying to take care of my husband. And she goes, there was just no way physically that I could have done that. I would have had to hire help, and I couldn't afford to bring that help in. So her mom ended up on Medicaid. Medicaid ended up putting her mom in a nursing home. And again, remember, when you're on Medicaid, you're on the ward of the state. They don't say which facility would you like to go to. They say this is where bed's opening and this is where you're going. So Cindy had to deal with all of that. And this was at the end, and she said her mom was really struggling. Her mom didn't, you know, remember a whole lot of stuff. She didn't remember her, but at the same sense, she didn't want to be where she was at. And she said it was just absolutely the worst situation ever. She said, personally, she goes, I would have done anything I could have to get her out of there. But she goes, there was just no way financially or physically that she could have done anything. So that's Cindy's background. And that's what I tell you. This is bad things happen to people all the time out there. And this is one of those cases. But she's a trooper. She's just moving on. And here's what Cindy's concern is now. This is the reason why she came to us. She says, look, I don't want to go through what my mom did. Her mom purchased a land. Cindy actually purchased a long-term care plan in her 50s, which gives her 4 years of coverage. So she brought that in. But she watched her mom's situation, and she realized, I do not have adequate coverage. She bought a plan through an employer. It was a group plan. It started out at like $100 a day. It had minimal inflation. It just wasn't a real meaningful plan, to be honest with you. I mean, she could blow through that. And remember, the average claim right now from an insurance point of view on all long-term care situations is about 3 years, the payout. But a third of the people die within a year. If it's a cognitive claim, that average is closer to 8 years. So she's sitting there looking at this saying, it runs in our family. Not only did her mom have dementia, both of her aunts suffered from dementia as well. So Cindy said, gosh, you know, I don't have meaningful coverage. I'm doing my estate plan. I just really want to see what I have, what I can do to protect myself. So that was her biggest concern. She was looking at replacing her coverage. That's initially what she came in. She thought, I'm just going to replace my coverage. I said, no, bring that coverage. Get that over to me. Let me take a look at it. Let me review it. And really the bottom line is, after I reviewed Cindy's policy, I said, this is a policy that I want you to keep. It was through a company, Unum. I'll just spit it out there. They did a ton of these group policies. They're a big company. They've got the reserves. Her claims are going to get paid. And it was just for the cost of what she was paying for that amount of coverage, it was a minimal cost to her. So I said, I want you to keep that policy in place. And what we're going to do is let's look at adding some additional coverage to that policy for you. Some of other Cindy's concerns, too, which she said, look, you know, what I have left of the estate, I don't want to burn through. I would still like to be able to pass some money on to my kids or to my grandkids. I'd still like to go on trips. I still want to be able to do those things. She's just so exhausted from the journey that she's had the last 5 years, especially. But she said, I don't want to die broke if I can. I can avoid that. So if I don't use this long-term care insurance, I would like that money to be paid back to the estate, paid back to my family. And I said, absolutely, we can do that. So again, we took everything into consideration, her existing policy, which I said, I want you to keep this in place, and we'll use that as your first payer by any means. And then we'll put a secondary plan in there as well, too, so that if you do end up in a case with dementia like your mother, we are going to have a true benefit that's going to cover the whole journey for you. And so what we did is we basically just kind of looked at all of her assets. Using some of the assets that she had saved. She still had some CDs. She still had a little bit of cash. She had some retirement accounts. She had her husband's Social Security coming in. So she was comfortable that way. She had required minimum distributions. And what we did is we took a single amount of money. I said, how about we reposition some of this money that you and your husband have saved, and we reposition that, and we set up a plan that will pay you back whether you use it or not. And that is the route that we ended up going. And one of the things that we did, because she had an existing plan with 4 years of coverage, is I designed a plan where we got maximum benefit, but we got a smaller benefit the first few years because she has an existing benefit that she can pull from as well. And what I mean by that is if I've got policy A that's going to pay me, you know, $6,000 a month, I can use that. If I need more money, then policy B, the secondary policy, doesn't need to be all that big, but I can still pull money out of that. But what we're really worried about is when she runs out of her first policy, how do we have a meaningful benefit on that? So that's the way we designed this policy. So here's what we ended up doing. We took a single deposit of $237,000. And this was just mostly CDs and cash money that she had. Again, you can use retirement accounts if you want to fund it, but we didn't have to in this situation because she had these different buckets of money of just what she called her safe rainy day money, savings and CDs. She had an old annuity that had matured, and that money was just set in the bank. So that's the money that we used. So we took a single deposit of $237,000. This policy is going to provide her $5,000 a month. And I'll tell you right now that her existing policy is paying her a little over $6,000 a month today, and it has a 3% inflation on it. So that means, you know, 20 years down the road, that $6,000 is going to be $11,000. So her policy that she has is continuing to grow. Now, she's 70 years old. So what we're looking at is we're saying, okay, you got $6,000 today. What if you were on claim 5 years down the road? Would that be enough? Probably not. But this secondary policy is going to give you another $5,000 a month for the first 4 years. However, the secondary policy that we're putting in place has a lifetime benefit. It's going to pay $5,000 for the first 48 months, the first 4 years. But then it's going to have an inflation rider attached, meaning that after those 4 years, just think of two buckets. After she drains bucket one, bucket two is going to be inflated from the day she takes the policy out. And so what I mean by that is we can go out 15 years down the road and Cindy would have $9,900 a month for a lifetime benefit. And that benefit's growing by 5% every year. So we have a $5,000 benefit with a 5% compound inflation. That's bucket number two. Bucket number one is just a single lump sum money of $250,000 that she can pull out basically over 4 years. She can also pull $10,000 out of this plan for caregiver training. She can also pull $10,000 out for home improvement, medical equipment. That would be things like stair lifts, intravenous pump, anything that she needs to make her home a safe place to age. So she can use this lifetime benefit policy, and she still has her other policy that she can use as well, too, that has that $6,000-plus a month. And remember, I can have two policies. I can use both of them at the same time. I just can't charge, take that same service. Like if I have a home health care service that comes charges me $500, I can't send that $500 bill to both insurance companies, but I can pull $250 out of one and $250 out of the other one. But the idea for this, in the big picture, if Cindy does not use this policy, she put $237,000 in. Now remember, she's 70 years old. If she doesn't use this policy, she's going to get $250,000 paid back to her estate tax-free. If she uses anything less than $250,000, the difference is paid back to the estate tax-free. So all she's done here is she said, look, I don't want to run out of my policy and then run out of my money like my mom did and spend my money down. I'm going to take and reposition some of these assets, this $237,000, and that's going to provide the stopgap for me, and it's going to provide her a tremendous amount of long-term care. I mean, if you go out 24 years down the road when she's her mom's age, her mom died at age 94, she's going to have over $13,000 a month of long-term care insurance coming in for a lifetime, and that amount will increase by 5%. So what we did is we simply took an existing policy that she had, and we left that in place. We designed a second policy, and we put inflation rider on the back end of this policy so that she still gets the maximum amount of money returned to the estate if she doesn't use this policy. But what she's really covered for here is a lifetime. And so this is such a blessing for her. I mean, she looks at what happened to her mom, and she saw how the spending happened and how it happened very quickly. You know, how once she exhausted those 2 years of long-term care insurance that she just started spending through all of her money, and it just happened very quickly. And then she ran out and she became a ward of the state. Cindy knows that's not going to happen. Because the other great thing about this, when you have a lifetime benefit, you also have access to a lifetime of professionals, the case managers, the claim specialists, the care coordination. The concierge care service that this company provides means that they have one person of contact that her kids can reach out to and they can get guidance for them. And so it's just a really, really wonderful program. And folks, I will tell you, what was so hard about this is that Cindy knew, you know, she lived it. She saw it firsthand, and she just didn't feel that she had any time to do any type of planning for herself. And quite frankly, she was lucky. I'm going to tell you, she was lucky because of her age at 70 right now and because of COVID. The only results we can get, the only way we can get a plan put in place is with a single lump sum pay for her. But she is lucky that she was healthy enough to qualify, because most people that spend the last 5 years of their life as a caregiver become chronically ill themselves. And she was exhausted. I'm not going to lie about that. She was just, you could see it in her face. She was just worn out. But she was now able to get a place, in fact. And so the idea is, she just looked at me when we were all through with this. She goes, I wish I would have done this, you know, 20 years ago. And she said, and I wish my mom would have done this. And I wish I would have done this for my husband. And it's like, I wish. And folks, that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to get you motivated to say, look, put a plan in place, because not only is it going to help you, it's going to help your family. Imagine if Cindy's husband or Cindy's mom or both of them had a long-term care plan like this, how much better it would have been for all of them. Not just for the people that triggered the plan, but for all of them, including Cindy and her kids and everybody else that was involved. So stick around. We're going to take our next break. I've got a little bit more. I've got a question of the week from Gary down in Lacey. We're going to get to when we get back. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525-longtermcare.com. 525-longtermcare.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. Hey, it's Dory Monson. I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has a live webinar coming up this Friday at 9 a.m. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Brian's live webinar this Friday is free. You'll also get a free copy of Brian's ebook, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Brian keeps the live webinar class sizes small to allow time for Q&A at the end. It's a great learning environment. Space is limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
For the most options, including new plans that protect you and your loved ones and pay you back if you never use them, visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more. And sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show. Zach, I'm really excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning, long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham Thursday, November 19th, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borrow Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in on this weekend, probably Saturday. Again, we are on Sundays at noon as well, too, so if you ever miss this or grab your podcast. We've got, again, a class coming up next Friday. I really want to push that because we're coming up to the holidays. Thanksgiving is sneaking up on us, and I just think long-term care planning is it's Long-Term Care Awareness Month. Actually, November is. And a lot of it is because I want you to understand that this is a gift to your family. And for some of the younger kids out there, the younger people, there's probably not a whole lot of the 30-year-olds listening to Long-Term Care Radio, but 30, 40, 50, you're starting to see your parents age. You might bring that discussion up. Because like I say, it's not so much are your parents prepared for long-term care, it's like are you? And I think that people don't understand that, especially when we're talking about something like Alzheimer's. It affects the entire family. So that is a question that I think a lot of people don't want to bring up around the Thanksgiving table when you're sitting there staring at the turkey. But, you know, sooner or later, I think that discussion needs to be brought to the forefront. Mom, Dad, what would happen if one of you ended up in a long-term care situation? How would that play out? What would you want us to do? Where would you want that to take place? Who would provide that care for you? And start having an open conversation, because this is just something that I think a lot of people don't really think about. They just keep thinking that's something way off in the distance. And then every week we get calls here at the office from somebody where it's just been, they've waited too late, and now they realize their whole life has changed and there's no going back. So again, family time, this is a great time to think about long-term care planning. I want to get to the question of the week. This is from Gary at Lacey. What is the average length of a long-term care situation? I tell you, Gary, it just depends. It really depends on the type of claim. If it's a physical impairment claim, the average claim from a long-term care insurance company is about 3 years. The problem is those statistics are really skewed, because if you're someone like my grandmother that has a policy, what did she do? She held on to it till the very end, till when my mom finally tapped out and said, we got to get you some help, because she was saving it until when she really needed it. So statistically, I will tell you that the average claim is actually 4 years now. I keep saying three. 3 years was back in the 90s. The average claim from an insurance point of view now is 4 years. That's how long they pay out. But a third of the people die within a year, the trigger claim. So if you make it a year, Gary, the average claim for a physical impairment is going to be closer to that 5 or 6 year range. And that's right where my grandma was. So she was kind of textbook case on that. However, if it's a cognitive impairment, the average length of a claim is 8 to 10 years. Now, remember, if you are diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, period, and that is a trigger in and of itself for your long-term care insurance. And so those claims are going to last a lot longer. And a lot of people that have early onset dementia, you know, they're getting by through their day. Their world is shrinking, but they've got support. It depends who's around them, who's supporting them. For the people that don't have that support group around them, they don't have a spouse, they don't have someone in the household, those people will end up needing long-term care services for a much longer period of time. So this is why I just want to spend a few minutes. You know, if you listen to any of the ads, we have this, our sponsor, Dory Monson, that we sponsor his show. He is a client of ours as well, too. He has a lifetime benefit. I have a lifetime benefit. And he's always talking about, you know, that Brian and Madeline are the best in the country. Well, what he's talking about, what he's referencing on that, is that we sell more lifetime benefits, asset-based plans with lifetime benefits, than any agent in the country. And there's tens of thousands of them. And we've done that for 3 years. And the reason why is that there's two camps out there. A lot of people believe you just need this short, fat policy, a policy that's going to pay you $10,000 a month for 2 years, because that's the average claim. I am not in that camp. I am in the other camp. I would rather have a less monthly benefit for a longer period of time, because the name in long-term care insurance, what's the very first word? It's long, right? Long-term. We're not worried about short-term. Short-term is really 2 years or less. The long-term situations, these 5 and 7 and 10 year cognitive claims, these are what absolutely destroy the family. And the money is one thing, having that source of money coming in, but if I'm looking at long-term care situations solely from a money situation, I'm missing a big part of it, which is the personal services, which is the access to the professionals, the people helping you manage your care. So when you look at somebody that has Alzheimer's and that spouse is trying to take care of them, maybe they make it for 6 years and now they just can't do it anymore. They have to get somebody to a facility. Well, what happens? A lot of facilities will not take you if you have to a certain point of dementia. They'll take you early on and they'll let you age in place because it's more, you know, you're more likely to be successful there. But when you bring somebody in that's at that stage where they're already forgetting their oldest memories, that is very difficult to transition them into a new place. And so I've read these books on caregiver training or caregivers, and they talk about that. Like, just trying to find somebody to help them take their loved one is just a nightmare. They're driving, like one place in Colorado, the lady's driving 200 miles to try to find a facility that will take her husband. So when we have a long-term care insurance, remember that we have access to that case manager and that claim specialist and the care coordination, and we have that for a lifetime if I have a lifetime benefit. And those people are with you as the need changes. As the in Alzheimer's and dementia, as it progresses, you have somebody there that's saying, look, okay, this is the next stage. Maybe we need to start looking at this. This is maybe a facility that we should look at trying to get somebody into a facility now so that they can be comfortable. And folks, I will just tell you, it's worth its weight in gold. And if we go back to 2000, 1990, 2000, back in those days, just about everybody offered lifetime benefits for long-term care insurance. Everybody. That just means that when you trigger a claim, you would never run out of your benefit. Now, you still were choosing when you bought that plan, whether it's $1,000 a month or whether it's $6,000 a month or $8,000 or whether it had inflation. So you still decided that, but you had an unlimited benefit once the policy triggered. Right now, the companies have gotten away from those lifetime benefits. We have three companies out there total that will offer lifetime benefits. We have two traditional plans, and we have one asset-based plan. And the reason why, I'll just tell you, the main reason why these companies got away from lifetime benefits is because of Alzheimer's. It's because of cognitive claims. Because, again, that is a trigger. Chronically ill, defined by HIPAA, the IRS rules say if you are diagnosed with a cognitive impairment that requires standby assistance from others, that triggers your long-term care insurance by itself. It doesn't matter if you can do all the physical activities. There's no other bearing on that. So that is a trigger that the insurance companies are worried about, and they also know that when somebody triggers that claim, that, again, Alzheimer's, 8 to 10 years. That's a lot different than the 4 to 5 years on a physical impairment. So the companies quietly started getting away from this. A lot of the companies, you can get about 6 years of coverage. Some companies like Mutual of Omaha just limit the initial bucket of money to $500,000. And then you can decide between, $2,000 a month and $10,000 a month of benefit. But if you take $10,000 of benefit, that's still just, basically 50 months is the max benefit you can get. So you just have to keep that in mind. The reason why, going back to the lifetime benefits, I just think it's so important, is that when we look at it from a cost point of view, from a value proposition, it's not that much more money to get, lifetime benefits versus 6 years of coverage for two people. So that's why I think we do so many more lifetime benefits. And I think that when I have a limited plan, remember, if you've got a 4-year plan or a 3 years of coverage for long-term care, those people tend to act differently. They wait to file their claims, number one. And number two, they generally will die of more stress-related deaths once they are on claim because they're worried about running out of benefits. So I look at all of that data and say that's why you need to really take a hard look at and consider lifetime benefits. It's true catastrophic, especially in a cognitive situation. You can turn it on whether you only need help for 2 hours a day or 2 hours a day, 3 days a week to relieve you. You've got it. Again, we've got another class coming up next Friday, the 20th at 9 a.m. Sign up at our website, 525longtermcare.com. Thank you for spending this weekend with us. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.
And more than